this is not, you're making everything awkward. Okay, hi guys, welcome to Zero Expectations Podcast. Today we have a very notorious friend of mine. What are you looking at now? You're looking at yourself. There's nothing there.
Everything. There's nothing. Open your mouth.
Okay, sorry. Today we have
this part of it.
Yes, sorry. Zero Expectations, we put everything.
Hi guys. Let me introduce myself.
Wait now, today we have Fadekemi. She doesn't like being called Fadekemi. I don't know why. Is that a nickname or that's your actual name?
That's my actual, it's actually Fadeke. But the me is like my Fadeke. So if you say Fadekemi, I say my Fadeke.
Oh.
Yes.
So it's not your real name?
It is. My name is Fadeke, but the me is just guys that are in love with me that always say.
Oh. But what does Fadeke mean?
Oh, my, not the problem with that. If I say it, you guys might, I might cast on the name. Insta blog.
What's the name of Fadi? Oh, you don't know the name.
They said it's you use crown to care for me. Like, well.
Don't worry, let's not cancel you.
Yes.
All right, what do you do for a living?
I'm a publicist. If you have any brand, I'll promote it for you.
It's okay. And we also have... Let's go ahead.
Kwame now.
Eh?
Kwame now.
That's your name.
It's actually Ghanaian.
Are you sure it's Ghanaian?
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes, no. I don't know what you said. He's not from this country.
No, because he did not. He looked like he came from abroad. His skin is looking different. Look at us now. We have the thick skin.
Why are you?
Okay. Today was the first time I'm meeting. Please, you have an English. Let me not blunder
here. Caesar.
Okay. Yes, Caesar.
I'm today.
Where am I? To be honest, because you brought me here.
We are at, what's the name of this beach
resort? Everybody's asking everybody questions.
Avista Beach Resort. We are here to celebrate a friend's birthday and then we decided to do this podcast. So.
Yes, and it's going to be interesting. Okay, so roll the intro.
Yeah! Yeah!
Hi, we'll be friends for,
I think, December.
Since December to now, that is like
March,
4 months
almost
now.
Almost 4 months, I guess.
And we've been going strong, but have we fought before?
Yes.
What time? What
well, problem? Not like it was serious, but I think I made a statement that
of course
you just didn't like.
Okay.
So we had to just, you know, trash things out. And,
what statement did you make again?
I think I called you, was it? I said your
hey! You mean like say you won't vex me again?
No. I said you are very sensitive.
Oh
you
yes,
didn't like the
I did not like when you said.
Yes, I think in the context I use, you understand.
How did you even remember that?
I know. So just next time, I know that I can't say that kind of thing.
But you just said it, Nana.
I'm giving you the reason why we fought.
Do you think I'm sensitive?
No, that's not this conversation. No, I'm actually very sensitive, so I feel like we are alike. So.
Okay, two sensitive people. Get really toxic. All right. So, fun fact, she met me December, and she met Caesar November. So, can you please explain how we are in this room?
To start with, they are my lovelies, and I love them lovelies. So much.
Okay,
as
two
my
men.
Cute friends.
Do you know this episode?
Zero expectations.
Threesome. Caesar doesn't like it.
That sounds weird.
Oh, it's still in the room now.
Okay, so how did I meet? Okay, and a friend of mine. Yeah, we went to the beach. I think Elegushi Beach because I just got to know that we went to Elegushi.
Okay.
So I think for a video shoot, one artist, and then
what artist?
I swear I don't know the guy.
Okay, good.
The guy is not that
publicist
popular.
Of the year.
Promoting him, I just saw him and he looked very cute. I mean, I like fine boys.
Okay.
And yeah, we're just talking about everyone's age. Like, just ask a friend, oh, what's your age? And then this guy told me he's a certain age. I don't want to cast it so that
you can say
it.
We don't even know the name of. Oh, is he him?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, he told me his age. He told you his
age. He told me his age.
Then say the story well now. People are not seeing us. So when you say this guy, you have to say, oh,
then Caesar.
Okay,
sorry.
Okay. You don't have to say his age.
Yeah, he told me his age. And to me, I feel like he's older than that. So we kept on going back and forth with the old age thing. And now that we started talking. If I knew it, my guy brought him relationship. I'm telling you.
What's going on?
How about me? Like his ex.
Okay,
talking about his ex-girlfriend.
You didn't say it well now.
Oh, I don't. Oh,
it's my neck.
Okay. And then we spoke about his ex-girlfriend. Why do we have?
Oh, at the beach.
Yes. Why do we have? So we just left everyone there, and then we're on our own.
What issue was there?
I don't know. I think it was really complicated. Yeah. Actually,
she cheated on him.
No, she didn't. I just felt like I don't know, maybe she felt he wasn't the one, or he felt she wasn't the one. The issue was just, it was just broad.
Okay. So, but wait, this, why, what will make you, and this is very interesting already, yeah. I think, what will make you meet someone that maybe you find attractive, and the first thing you're talking about is your ex, or your babe at the moment?
It was just vibe. We just felt comfortable.
Did you talk about anybody?
Oh, I did. I felt like, oh, let me talk about my own ex so that it doesn't feel like it's one-sided. It's just talking, and then, I just wanted him to be comfortable with me. So I spoke about my Olori Boruko ex.
Were you going to touch him inappropriately?
I said Olori Boruko, sorry, ex. Olori Boruko ex.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And that story is the worst story ever. Because it makes no sense. It's very short but long. I don't know how she does
it.
I saw his picture today, and I was like,
yeah, don't talk about my ex. I say love him a bit.
We got a show too.
That nigga was like a kid.
It was a kid, but is it the one with white shirts?
No. I think they were inside a car.
Oh, I never see that one. I've seen one with white shirts.
I was just going through my Snapchat memories and I saw that video.
All right, so after that day, you guys started talking.
Yeah, so, okay. What if the connection became stronger when we started talking about music? So we're vibing to the same kind of music.
What kind of music?
I think we listened to Migos. Cardi B, we just bad and bougie, everything was just flowing, and I liked it. Then, I mean, he would listen, I'll eat his cake, he would listen, I was just listening to eat his cake.
Oh, you're still talking about that same day?
Yes, that same day.
It was a very long day.
Was this your birthday?
No, but someone else's birthday. Oh,
sorry, how would it even be your birthday if you guys met last year? Sorry.
Yes,
okay. Are you guys not hit it off? Have you guys had any like major fights?
No, not yet.
No,
it's normal. We have to. If we don't, then we are not friends.
Hmm.
Exactly. It just has to happen.
That's very toxic, but
okay. It's not toxic, yeah. So, I mean, it's been cool with him. He would call me every day. I would call him.
Even tonight, he still calls you every day.
Yeah, he calls me every day.
That's nice.
Yes.
Damn, I don't even call you every day.
I call you every day. But recently, I don't know, we drifted apart a bit.
You even noticed it too.
Yes, now you left me.
Stop. Stop the story there.
Okay, yes.
Stop the story. Sure. I want to say there are some things off limits.
Oh, yes!
Okay, yeah, so
zero for me expectations. You weren't expecting that.
For us, how did we even meet? It was Instagram.
Yeah.
I've been seeing her for a while. I don't know why she was even following me. We're following each other, but...
I don't know how we're following each other. I asked you a funny question about...
No, I think I was the one that DM'd you. What? Was it?
No, I asked you how... If you know somebody, or you asked me if I knew somebody.
No, yeah, but she looked like someone I've always known. From there, I was like, and it was December, and I saw her. She said, oh, she's going for, is it Shea Vibes or
Charlie Poppy? Shea. One of the above. I think it was supposed to be Charlie Poppy.
But we're supposed to meet at Buju for the first time.
Yes, Buju.
Like that morning we're talking, or it was the previous day we're talking, the next day we're going to see at Buju, but we did not.
We didn't go.
I went. You did not go.
You didn't go for Buju. You went for Buju.
Yeah, I went for Buju. You went somewhere else. That night you're like, oh Prince, please send me video of.
Oh yes, I went to a club. I went for DJ Consequences.
Thank you very much. And from there, we just started talking. One thing led to another. She said she invited me to. Did you invite me? Yeah, Asha came to your side.
Yeah.
And I now noticed something. She does this with every guy. So if you've ever gone to her side, don't ever think you're special. She will take you to her estate. I won't say the estate.
Oh, come on. Then she will carry you.
She will carry you to the playground. Have you gone to the playground?
Yes. That is the
And she will make
sport.
You sit down on the right side while she sits on the left. Then she would record you and post you on her Snapchat. If she has done that, she recorded.
The only one. I didn't record.
I'm the only one. Baba, you did it to someone else.
Who again?
There's another light
thing
there.
Oh, Jafed was my lover there.
You're a chronic. I don't even know what to even call you. Anyways.
Oh my God. What's your...
It's hot. Why did you say the AC was working? This is not working.
I'm sure it's not working.
It's not blue anything.
Sorry, my friend.
No, it's fine. It's fine. You now touch my sweat, then put it back. Okay, nice.
Okay.
All right. Okay, now to you.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of the question I had earlier. I had a question earlier that I said, and I've forgotten it.
No, we're talking about how I met Caesar. And then we were supposed to talk about how I met you, but you said it already.
No, I said it already. Mm. All right, so moving on.
Yeah, are there any other thing you want to ask me?
Why is it that you guys never dated?
Oh, this!
No, you're not answering this question because you always like having putting in control. No, you. Wait, oh. Will someone listen to this thing?
Who is it, someone?
Wale is.
No. What's this? Okay, go on.
Why did you guys ever date? Did you ever ask out?
No.
Why? Your voice is cracking now.
I said no.
Okay, no. It's uncomfortable. Let me not make you uncomfortable.
Are you uncomfortable?
I'm not uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah, then
I said no.
Oh, you did not find that attractive now? No, man. No.
That sounds.
That's rude. It's not rude.
Mm.
No, she's strong enough. She can't take it.
Aisha's not strong enough. No, but that's not even the case.
Oh, okay. Do you know, hey, can I call that? When there's so many people in your life, I can't even call.
Who's that?
Raha.
Alima. He knows Alima. He knows the whole story.
Okay. What was your take on... No, let's not talk about that.
Let's not talk about it.
It's going to be there.
It's going to be there.
No, I'm not going to talk about it. I was thinking of, there was something else I was supposed to ask you that was like, save it for the podcast.
Well, I think that was me getting to know how I got to know Cesar.
That's all.
That's just
all right now, guys. Thank you very much for listening.
That's not the end. Let him talk.
Okay, why? Talk about what?
Okay,
you found her attractive, but you did not want to.
I don't really know how to put it though.
Yeah. What do you think?
I'm trying to.
Well, you know what? Let's even talk about the complicated. What was complicated about you and your ex? She's not going to listen to this. She's in Benin Republic.
Nah, she might.
She's Ghanaian, Nigerian.
No, she's Nigerian.
What tribe?
Yoruba and Igbo.
Damn.
Ababa and Yoruba.
Very awkward mix.
So what was the issue? You felt she wasn't the one, or she felt you were not the one?
Yeah, she felt I was too comfortable, according to her.
Comfortable like how?
Exactly. Like, there was no competition. But why would there be a competition if I'm dating you?
Okay, so she wanted constant toasting.
Mm-hmm.
But again, there are sometimes a guy will get comfortable though.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Because every human being
get comfortable.
Why do girls have that mentality?
But why you begin answer the question?
I don't have that mentality because I don't see why your boyfriend being sure that, oh, you can't go anywhere. Like you are, yeah, because he trusts you. So why is the whole mentality why are you so comfortable that I can't go anywhere? Yeah, like, I won't leave you ever. So,
exactly.
She wanted to apply more pressure.
But you guys already dating, or exactly. You guys were just in
we're
air quotes?
Dating. Okay. Yeah, it's not like situation.
So how did thing now end?
I just took my L.
You took your L how?
Yeah. Like you just said, told her like let's just dissolve you.
How did she take it? Okay, if it's say okay.
I told myself back. That I was not going to break up. I was not going to say the
word. So you just kept
even on. Though she was tired, I will not say it. We can just have that tag, but the relationship will just be floating.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to say it since she says it. So eventually, I kept her in the corner so she will say it. So she not said it. Then I just moved on.
Damn, and you guys haven't spoken again since then. Are you guys still talk?
No, we don't talk.
Damn. Wow. What of you? How did your last issue? Jesus, I just realized I asked a bad question. I'm not asking that question.
you
keep one deep story. Okay, so why did you never date him? If he did not make the move, you obviously can make the move. Why did you not make the move?
Would it not be awkward?
No, it won't be.
For a girl to make a move.
It won't be.
Exactly.
Just make moves.
No, right?
It's possible. I mean, I can if I want to.
But why you can't? But let's go.
Aisha can't. You know Aisha well. No, I know Aisha. Aisha always used to feel like she's a baddie. Like
I'm a baddie, guys.
Does she feel? I don't think she feels like she's a baddie.
I know I'm a baddie. No, I think she just says it.
That's the thing. So I don't want to say she just says it. She feels. Because if you're saying something, that means you feel like it.
No.
You
know how many times I said I'm a billionaire? Do I feel like it?
You feel like a billionaire. That's why you're saying
I know. I just speaking to existence.
Yeah, but that's for us.
Okay,
that takes a lot of work.
Beauty takes a lot of work too.
Aisha is beautiful.
Is she?
Yes, sir.
They hype this girl too much. I don't like it. We're both far contrast. But anyways, come your back pain.
No.
Okay, then come closer now.
Oh my god.
The mic can pick your voice.
Sorry, guys. Okay.
Sorry. So yeah, I asked you, why did you not like make any move? You're not interested too.
I don't know. So that I just really saw him.
Too.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay.
I just saw him as a very cool friend. He's a very, very good friend. And then the way the whole conversation started, this whole babe, whatever, whatever, and then we talking every day, I just really tagged him as a friend. And me, I know how to keep male friends. I love keeping male friends.
Okay.
And yeah, so.
All right. So now, do you know why I ask you all these questions pertaining to this? Is because I'm in a resort where he booked and he invited her and she invited me.
Oh, my God.
So I felt it's the... Except from me, it's the other elephant in the room. So I was like, if we don't address it in one way, shape, or form, to be weird. So in my mind, when I think about this thing, obviously they are platonic friendship. We have a platonic,
relationship. Yeah.
So I'm just like, is it not better if he had used this money now to find someone else that it was you don't have any potential babe?
Okay, how did this come about? Yeah.
All right.
So when I had issues with my friend, you know, my friend, and then I was just, we're just looking at, he just spoke about his friend that went to a resort, I think at Aja or Lakwe.
Yeah,
Lakwe. And I was like, oh, I really want to do it. Like, I really want to go. And then he told me that, oh, we should try it. And I said, oh, if you're ready, let me know. And then let's do it. Then one afternoon, he just texted and I was like, oh, Ashad, are you still interested in going to a new environment? Just get your mind off all the stress and everything.
Madu.
Yes. And then I told him, oh, yes, my but...
Energy.
I don't get money now for Amo. He told me, no, why would I want you to come along and then make payments?
Okay,
I
was like, oh, because you've been around men like me, that's why.
What the fuck is your problem?
Men like me, you guys hold your own money. The prince will embarrass me outside. Okay.
Oh, my God, I'm tired of you. And then I feel like it was so thoughtful because, I mean, I have not had any friend do this kind of thing for me.
What of lover?
Lover. No, they don't rate me.
Okay.
They think I have money.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, now that is done. Let's talk about the life of Fade Kemi. I shot.
Why do you keep stressing the shot?
Why did you read Mass Comm and what school did you go to?
Oh, no! This boy is a setup. This question is a big setup.
Why
guy.
Did you read Mass Comm? Why did you read Mass Comm?
Okay, I did not initially want Mass Comm.
Obviously, nobody wants it. Do you think I decided?
I wanted political science.
Why?
Don't come for me. Yes, I knew.
Do you know about politics? Or it's just...
I just liked government in school.
Do you still like government now?
I can't even remember many things, but
I
yeah.
should have been too emotional.
No, because I'm about to set her up now.
No. I did not vote. I don't have a voter's card.
Who are you supporting?
I wasn't supporting anybody.
Oh my God.
I was supporting
Obe. Okay, that's what everybody is saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Same to your full chest.
I wasn't supporting anybody. I just wanted the country to be better.
And is it better now?
No, it's worse.
But I know there's the man that's there is who you supported. Just come out clean, it's fine.
What is your problem? You don't support him. Why do you feel like all Yoruba supported him?
Because
I'm surrounded by Yoruba people and I see them talking.
But we have a lot of Yorubas that were actually supporting Peter Obi.
No. I'm not saying it in a bad way.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying
yeah,
the people
you're being
that,
tribalistic.
No, the people that are surrounding me at the moment.
For you, because I know you would actually call me tribalistic, but continue.
No, I'm tribalistic.
Yeah, what
tribe?
Igbo.
I'm Igbo. That seems tribalistic. No, I'm not. I don't think there was any perfect person, but I just believe we should have just used a different party. That's all. If one party has been messing up, use another party. Try another party then. But I was supporting
Peter. But do you think Peter Obi would have done a better job?
I think it would have been much more... Because again, when you think about it, for you to get better, you would have to go through a rough patch.
Yeah.
So I believe it's like we are suffering, but we know it's for a greater good. But in this aspect, we are suffering, but we don't feel or we don't even know if it's for a greater good.
Actually, we are just blind. We are all blind. Cannot see anything.
Social policy. So what are you seeing that we are not seeing?
I'm just saying that because I can't see what anybody is doing. Okay. The country is getting worse day by day. I'm serious.
You tried to buy wig yesterday and they...
Do you understand? Are you feeling my pain?
Yeah, I'm feeling your pain.
Yes. Because I searched for one wig online, which was like last 2 weeks.
That was really a joke.
But it's the truth. I can feel it. Last week, I told you my friend, I was like 150k. I texted her and now she's telling me 190.
It has increased.
It's
sad. Sorry.
So who is willing to buy a wig for me?
Sure. This is okay. All right. So then they did not give you. What school was this?
Lagos State University. They did not.
Oh, Lagos State.
Lagos State University. Was
which
it?
One is Lagos State University? You like?
Lasso.
I'm sorry. I don't know. You were in Lagos all this while.
Yes.
In all those pictures, I always used to think you were in like Ibadan.
Yeah, I'm mad. You're Ibadan. God for
me. Oh my God. My friend went
to Lasso too. I don't like Ibadan. But it's crazy. I feel like they have natural mad people there.
Okay, so how was life in uni for you? We are going to come to you.
It was eventful.
Were you staying off campus?
Off campus.
Who were your roommates? Name all of them.
And Tifa was a very crazy person.
Do you think they changed you in any way?
Yes, they did. Okay, I had my very first set of roommates.
My very first set of a roommate.
Shut the fuck up. So, Kemi, yeah.
Kemi Smalls.
Not Kemi Smalls. Her name is Kemi. She was way older than I was. I think I was like, I was in high school 16. And she was like 21 or so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so she started acting like, oh, I am older than you. You cannot do this. You can't do that. I mean, my dad gave me a standing fan. And it's meant to rotate. I think the thing just became stuck that it wasn't rotating anymore. So when I get to the room, I see that, oh, she's facing to herself. And I was so quiet. Like, I was just kind of scared of her a bit because I was just a child. To be very honest, so I couldn't speak up for myself and tell her that, oh, Kemi, it is my fan. You should face me. It's not like I'm being stingy or anything. I just feel like, oh, I am the owner. Oh, we put it in the middle. Any boy touches it, and that's it. But she kept on. She not like dominated it. Like this is my property. But I wasn't saying anything. And then I bring my food stuff. She's giving it out to her friends. She brought in a lot of friends to the room. They would even sleep on my bed because my bed was like big. So she'll bring a lot of girls and guys to my room. They'll sleep on my bed. Sometimes I come back.
Do you have sex on your bed too?
Yes.
I was joking. Are you serious?
I'm actually serious. So my God.
Sleep on the same bed sheets.
I didn't even know. I went to Ikorodu one period because I was very sick. So I went to Ikorodu.
And you're smelling semen.
I don't even know how that.
What's this smell?
I can actually perceive semen, but me, I don't know how. It smells.
You don't know how semen smells like.
I swear to
even
God.
Even to you now.
Up to now, I swear to God. I'm not even capping. It's not like I'm holding it. Yeah. I don't know how it smells. I'm serious. But besides that, my friend didn't tell me that.
Huh?
Yeah, fool.
Oh,
my friend.
Tell me. Your friend told you what?
She told me that, this girl brought few friends to the room. And that one now, there was a time that this one and another girl is so big. She brought her big boyfriend too. Yeah. They were now on the bed and she said she's very sure that they did things and all of that. When I go back, I confronted my roommate and I told her, Kemi, why did you have to do this like in my absence? Like, I've just called me, you're inviting this person. If I don't agree, it's fine. If I agree, then it's fine. She didn't even say anything. She was acting all bossy. We're not having issues. And then my mom felt somehow about it and then she said, I should move to another room in the same hostel. So I moved to a new room and then I found a very good roommate, Bolu Watife. Okay. Yeah, so it's very calm with that one.
Okay, there are two questions I'll ask you now. Both. One, first one is, if you could go back, your current you now, go back and you could change anything from like you entering uni to now, what would be they say you can only change two things actually. What would you change?
I think the fact that I couldn't speak up for myself.
Okay, so it's like it showed in different forms, not just her. It's like
it took me a very long time to learn that.
Okay,
then I couldn't speak up for myself for a very long time. I think it's just that.
Okay.
That
really bothered if you could go back in time once and change an outcome of one single day, what day would it be? I asked you this question because I'll tell you why. In school, I met this girl. Her name is Emin. And I remember the first day I met her. If I can go back in time, I would appear outside cafeteria as I'm walking inside.
Mm-hmm.
Go to your hostel. Don't meet this girl. Go to your hostel.
It's
bad for you.
I tell you. I think it would be...
You think you met him?
No. Yes. One guy I met in school. The very first guy I dated in last year.
Oh, Nelson.
Is that everyone else?
How many guys have you dated?
Just 2 weeks kind of thing. I didn't really, really date him. But...
They count talking stage as boyfriend.
Okay, let's just.
Are you supposed to count that?
Yeah.
They don't count talking stage.
Did he ask you out? Like, ask you out?
Yeah, he did properly.
Did he say, be my girlfriend?
Yes, I didn't respond until like 2 weeks after.
And it's the same 2 weeks you broke up with him that he responded?
Yeah.
What did you tell him? Yes, no?
So the thing is, he was a rich kid. I agree. He would bring
You're surrounded by rich people. I've noticed it.
Really?
So why are you talking to me?
No, you're different. I love you.
Shut up. Oh, you love me. Fuck off.
And you're not poor. You're rich, baby.
Okay. Keep going.
You know, the richest people that always deny they are not rich.
Exactly. Do you get
it? Like you, man. Alright, let's see.
And so this guy would always bring stuff to my house. I promise you, junks, food, so many things.
So you should carry debts from outside and enter inside the room. Why?
What the fuck is your problem? Joke, joke. Food now. So I mean, everyone in the compound would be like, oh, is it only eye shots? Okay, like, you know, you definitely perceive jealousy from girls. And then got to a point, one of his friends that stays in the hostel had one girl that he was chiking. So he, and I noticed that one time that, oh, you know, Aishat is a small girl. Don't give her so many things. I'm be hiding them in my room. I was just 16.
How old is this guy?
I think he was 23. God,
pedophilia at its best.
No, the thing, I always meet very older people.
Is that the one you told me about?
Mm-hmm.
That was 28 or...
I don't know,
oh, you, like you changed in age to 21, but not 28. Ah!
No, yes.
It wasn't not 28. You told me 28.
I think it's 22.
Are you serious?
But now it'll be 28.
Oh, you said you were you talking about his current age?
Yes, and this is current. That time it was 23. And I was 16. Old. It was not that old.
But that's the old 23. What were you looking for?
23, 16. Age of consent is 18, you know, right? So if he was kissing you, he was probably kissing
him. That's the problem. I don't think I ever kissed him.
Okay, good, good.
You don't think. Or
you just, the guy just buy you sweet did. And biscuits.
I think he just was like, oh, the virgin, young Jesus. Girl.
That's all. What do you... Sorry, continue.
Oh, what I said. Yeah. Kissing a child.
Yeah, but because why is he buying biscuits and sweets?
Yeah, why is he buying you
chocolate? Yeah, you guys are
fools. Yeah.
He wasn't only buying chocolate.
Yeah, Olodo is where you're proving our point.
Yes, now. Because Uncle bought me this. Uncle bought me that.
So, now to you. I see you're very vocal now. What uni did you go to?
I went to BIU. Bensi, that was our university.
Now, rich kid. Where private university.
Edo State.
I went to Ajayi Crowder.
I went to Lagos State University.
No.
I paid 2,000 naira school fees. Know.
You paid what, 13?
32K.
How much was your room?
My room was about 60,000 naira.
Shut up then. I don't know why I said shut up.
How much
was your school fees?
Is it really necessary?
Yes.
No, we're talking about school fees.
How much is your school fee? You go first.
Okay, my own. When I started, in 10, we probably paid maybe like 400.
Huh?
You know, like both sessions, like it says it's maybe 4 something or 3 something.
It was the first semester, second semester.
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
3 or 4.
Okay, that's fair.
What of you?
When I started, I paid 700.
Oh, maybe mine was 700. I don't even know. I don't remember.
Is it for a semester? So you've been paying 700 every semester?
No, then.
When you think about it, parents a child level, Jesus.
I was paying 500 and something, almost 600, excluding hostel fee. Hostel was 100. So that's 700. But
when did you graduate?
When did I graduate? 2022.
Oh, I graduated in 2017 or so.
Hi, Daddy.
It's your
school. I was on 100 level.
Mine was.
I was on 100 level.
Okay, I wasn't toasting you now. Go and meet your junk guy.
Yeah,
you're
fine. I entered 2017.
Education was quite fast then.
No. Okay, him.
Yeah.
Education was quite fast.
Your education, yeah.
Oh, do you think my education was in black and white? When you think of 2017, do you think black and white, olden days, Peugeots,
504? What's your problem?
No, wait. I'm trying to remember when I graduated. I keep forgetting it.
I think it was 2021.
I was not good in school. I just wanted to just finish.
Wait, you finished school 2017?
I don't know if it's 2017. Maybe 2020. Why what? 24?
24.
I know I've graduated for like, is it maybe like 6 years now?
It's 2017.
So 2017. Damn. Okay, so what did you read?
I read
don't say
very
it.
Weird clause.
Please,
though.
Father Lord.
What did you
don't say mass comm.
Can you guess?
Mass comm.
Counseling.
No.
Computer science.
No, agriculture.
Is in social sciences.
History and relationships.
Sociology.
I just say history and relationship. Why?
Why?
I just wanted to go to school.
Okay. Very good.
I have a certificate.
Come on, they said mass comm was easy. I feel
you. You failed mass communication. What was your GPA?
What did you?
I graduated with 3.96.
Shut up! You guys were hardly in school. Did you go to class?
I went to class.
Did you cheat?
No, I didn't. I never did. I didn't know.
You're very smart, babe.
Okay,
I knew school wasn't my life, man.
The same way you felt, right?
I love school.
Oh, so you never failed.
I had to restart school.
Why?
So I was just
tired. Were you one of those rich kids that they used to always move from one private unit to another?
No, that was not it. I went to UniBen. That's University of Benin.
Okay.
I did a year there, pre-degree.
Imagine,
so they scammed us.
Oh.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
So 1 year just
wasted. Yeah, it wasted. So I had to write JAMB again. So imagine people that you...
You don't pass your JAMB.
Yeah.
What did you score?
Who's that?
200.
Scholar.
Well, my one was 187.
I think I had 236 or so.
So why are you trying to wind us?
I hate this guy. We I know you are smart. It's okay.
So you just be a confirmed. So
how were you in school? I never asked you. Yeah, actually, how were you in school?
When I started BIU, man, I felt like I was depressed.
Why?
I can wear vintage tag.
This girl is emotionless. Oh, that's sad. Man, they know they have deep conversations with you.
I can wear a vintage tag, yeah, and I wear like a lumberjack shirt.
Oh yeah, I used to do color riots.
Yeah,
too.
So I would just. I didn't just give a fuck.
There was one senior that told me just say, "Prince, don't ever wear this and that." I was like, "Okay, cool, thank you."
don't come up with that.
I just put tie on everything.
I did not just care. I was just doing my thing.
Yeah.
So I think 200 level, I started enjoying school. Yeah, then 300 level.
Were you going out a lot?
No, not really. I'm an introvert.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm an introvert. But if I'm going out, I go out to like the fullest.
Okay, they are not an introvert then.
I'm an introvert.
I don't know which point specifically.
Like, it's just then. Like, if I'm going out.
You're an ambivert.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm, yeah, in the middle.
That's in the middle.
You can only catch me outside.
Why you put weak cap?
I'm different. I don't want you guys.
So what? Something I've seen before.
Okay.
But in case you guys are listening, what can I do to get front hair? It's very bad.
I think you've tried all your.
Embrace yourself.
Okay.
Okay, so. The same question I asked her, if you could go back in time and give yourself one advice, what would you give yourself in uni? No advice.
Mm-hmm. Never take class too serious.
That's a very wrong advice. My child must take class seriously. What's that?
In my final year, I was not going to class. Graduated without.
Did you start like the Caesar business?
I started the Caesar business in 2017 in Uniben.
So, would you say, I would have taken it more seriously then?
I took it serious.
Oh, you took it serious?
I took it serious as it could get in school.
Okay.
That was like the only thing I was doing. I was even saving my pocket money to be producing shirts. At that time, I was getting like 300 naira. From every shirt I sell.
No way.
Yeah. And the 300 naira is for my transport.
So please, why did you say no way?
That's cheap, bro.
That is cheap, bro. For 2017.
300 naira is nothing.
It's per shirt. He probably knew.
Were you having goal. Like massive sales that period?
Nah. You're not having massive sales.
In a month, I can sell like two.
Why did the name Caesars come to you first? That's a nice name. That's a nice question.
I was impressed, my love.
Why are you not closer to the mic?
I'm impressed, my love.
Okay.
I was just... I wanted to use my name to start the brand.
Okay.
But I was like, nah, that shouldn't be dope.
Quasar.
I can hardly say the name too.
So, and I like Greek. I like Greek mythologies and all those things. So I just felt like the one that I could relate with well.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's Julius Caesar.
Mm-hmm.
So I just changed the name from Julius Caesar to like Caesar. So I just used CYZAR.
Okay.
So instead of the normal spelling. Mm-hmm. So it will not be easy for people to copy. So I just
But Caesar as a name itself is very confusing to copy because when I was in school there was this music group, they called themselves Caesars. And the E and A, they always make you see artwork. The E will be here before the A. Then one, the A will be before the E. Because the spelling is hard. But that's not a bad name. And now it's doing well. See?
I'm proud
Why
of
did you not chase your dream in school?
What dream was it?
You don't have.
Because all my focus was I should graduate with a good result because I'm pago kill me.
What was your New Year resolution?
I wrote it down.
Yeah.
I want to have
mm-hmm.
a stronger relationship with God.
Okay.
That's actually paramount. You don't
feel for that. Watching a paramount. You use paramount, don't worry. That is paramount.
I use the lot now. Oh, let's use pertinent. Anyone?
Pertinent. Think it is. I don't know this English, so just calm down. Okay.
So, what else? Yes. To make bastard money this year.
Okay. Definitely. From what?
From business, work, any other thing, yeah. Thirdly is to be able to afford anything I want for my family and I, and my friends, my lovely friends, Prince, Caesar.
I want a phone.
Yes, my friend. I'm really looking forward to that. I must
shut up.
To job 500,000.
Hey, come on, see, I can't even buy my current phone. That is how bad
it is. What kind of phone do you want?
Say it out loud. No, I'm not saying it out loud. Okay, do I have any other question for you guys? Is there anything you want to talk about?
Mm, Not really.
Okay.
I think I'm hungry.
Okay, I think I'll end it here.
Guys, thanks for having me. I love y'all all.
Your shop, Life of Caesar.
Okay. Chop Life of Caesar. I said I'll be doing giveaway soon.
Chop. Yes, Chop Life of Caesar. Like
Chop. But anyhow, he'll be doing a giveaway very soon. So you guys should stay tuned on Instagram. And
if you see me in the comment section begging for shares, just know it's...
Exactly.
Just know it's... We're all hustling. All right. Thank you. Bye.
You guys did that giveaway.
Oh, wait. I also forgot. I was supposed to add this to the end. The name of the episode is... something relating to threesome, just so you know. Thank you very much. I will think of what I will add, but threesome will be there. I mean, people listen to
it. I would love to do this again with you.
You are not. Bye.
The threesome.
No, I know you do threesome.
I don't want to do that.
You
are
making
me
have to clarify it for the audience.
No. So you can talk. You're all quiet. Bye.